Good morning. This is Mark Mace, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And once again, it's good to be with you this morning. Let's ask the Lord to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this day. We're thankful for the opportunity that we have, Lord, just to take a few moments and, Father, direct our attention to your word. We're thankful for this radio station that, Father, throughout the entire day, 24/7, Lord, we can turn to it at will. And, Father, listen to good music, good preaching. Father, just good instruction. We just pray you would help this program, Lord, this part of the broadcast today, be a blessing, be an encouragement, to be a challenge. And Father, from all of that, bring to yourself honor and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. I'm in the book of Proverbs. I have been for some time here on the broadcast. I'm duplicating here on the broadcast what I did in our church. I went through the entire book of Proverbs, chapter 1, all the way through 31, and I went verse by verse in my study, and I was looking for biblical principles for practical living. I spent probably well over a year, I'm not sure exactly the time frame, but I feel certain it was well over a year, maybe a year and a half, close to two, but I went verse by verse, but I did not necessarily talk about each verse in our Wednesday night services. But what I was doing was identifying biblical principles from the book of Proverbs and making a practical application. And our purpose was this. Number one, if we see here a principle that we have not at this point applied to our life, then we need to do so. If we find a principle that we have identified and begun to practice it or attempt to practice it, can we do a better job? Should we do a better job? And if so, ask the Lord to help us. And so that's what I'm doing here on the broadcast. I'm not picking any pet peeves. I'm not picking any pet projects. I'm going verse by verse. Now, not necessarily speaking about each verse, but I'm identifying biblical principles that we can put into practical living. And this morning is a good example of it. One night we would go over one principle and spend the entire night on that. And in my studies, I would cross-reference back and forth throughout the Bible. And on most nights, I did two principles. Here on the radio this morning, probably get more than two. But the point of it is, it's not how long we spend on them, but to be able to identify the principle and to really ask ourselves honestly, am I practicing this principle? This is a God-given bit of instruction. Am I practicing this? Is this a part of my 24/7? Is this a part of my personality, my conduct? And if it's not, then it needs to be, because it is a principle that God is teaching. If it is, then I need to ask God to help me to do the best job at it that I possibly can. And the idea of this for practical living is this. Sometimes, and many times, most of us, I think, realize this. We often live our life, and before we know it, we have caught ourselves responding or reacting to something, rather, out of the heat of the moment. Somebody made us mad, and we lose our temper, and we begin to lay out a list of complaints or rebuttal against them. And we know that's in the flesh. Our voice is raised. Our blood pressure's up. Our face is turning red. We're angry. We've not responded. We've reacted. Somebody says something to us and it hurts our feelings and we're hurt and the old flesh rears its ugly head up, as we say, and we strike back and we say, oh yeah, what about? And we maybe share or say something that's just as hurtful to them as it was to us. We have reacted. We've not responded. We've not taken biblical principle and put it into practice. And there's not a person listening this morning that would not admit to him or herself that, you know, many times I have reacted according to my flesh. And afterwards I realized, you know what, that's not right. I did not act in an appropriate manner. I was not well behaved as a Christian. And I need to apologize to the Lord. I need to apologize to that person. So the more these principles we can identify and put into practice, pre-planned course of action, a principle, that's what it is. And those principles are defined by the parameter of the Bible. We're in chapter 23, verse number 9. The Bible says, here's a good principle. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Now this is a sort of an odd But yet it's in the Bible, and it is a principle. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Here we're basically being directed not to cast our pearls before the swine. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Someone said this, and I forgot to give the proper credit to it in my notes here, so I just say this morning, it's not my thoughts here, but someone else's. But the Bible, it says here, speaking not in the ears of the fool, they say this, for it is only beating the air and speaking to the wind. It is casting pearls before the swine and that which is holy to the dogs. By the fool is meant a wicked man, one abandoned to sin and hardened to it, that scoffs at the abomination and reproves and derides the word and the preachers of it, and makes a mock of all good men and everything they say. And therefore what is serious and sacred should not be said to them, since it only becomes the object of their banter and ridicule. And boy, you know, that's so true. Sometimes, you know, we need, and basically what this is talking about, having discernment. There's a time, the Bible says, to speak. There's a time not to speak. And that would fit in well with this principle. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he would despise the wisdom of thy words. Even the Lord Jesus said to the disciples, you know, I have many things to say to you, but you're not ready. And that's a paraphrase. But he says, I have many things to tell you, but you're not ready. And that's the same idea here. You know, we need to have discernment when we should say something and when we shouldn't. Sometimes, you know, we'd be better off just not saying anything, and then later letting the situation develop and say something later. Other times, it's appropriate time to be something to be said, and we need to say it. But it calls for wisdom. It calls for discernment. Here's a biblical principle, and we need to pray about this. Lord, give me wisdom to know when to speak and when not to speak. Someone said, I know many of us heard this, God gave us one mouth and two ears, suggesting that God meant us to listen twice as much as we speak. But we do need to be careful in our speech, and there is a time to speak and there's a time not to speak. And according to this principle, speak not in the ears of a fool, for he would despise the wisdom of thy words. Proverbs 9, verses 7 through 8, the Bible said, he that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. And again, Proverbs 26, verses 4 and 5, the Bible says, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. So here's a principle we need to give some attention to. There's a time to speak, there's a time not to. And may God give us wisdom and understanding and discernment when it is the appropriate time to speak and not to speak. We move down to verses 10 and 11. The Bible says, remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. For the Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their call. Plead their cause with thee. In this, these two verses, which are a very simple principle, won't spend a lot of time here, but it seems to be teaching us that we're not to allow ourselves to take advantage of those who cannot defend themselves or have no one to look after them, the fatherless. For God, the Bible says in the record, he will protect those who cannot protect themselves. Here's a really simple principle, and maybe it almost should make common sense here. Don't take advantage of those who don't have the ability to guard themselves, to defend themselves. Why? Because number one, it's just not right. Number two, though, the warning is because God will defend them in their stead, and we would be wise not to do something against God. And so, remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is mighty, and he shall plead their cause with thee. We go down to verse 12. The Bible says, apply thy heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. And of course, this is Solomon. He's speaking to his sons. And that word apply there means to go or come. It also has the idea of to abide. And so Solomon is telling his son to come to, or to bring his heart to instruction. The lesson is to make sure that we seek out instruction and we embrace it, and then we apply it in our life. So Solomon is teaching his children. He said, listen, seek out instruction. Go to where it is. Find it. Listen to it. And then embrace it. and apply it. Matthew Henry says of this verse, he says, a parent instructing his child, he says, he is here seen persuading him to give his mind to his book, and to especially to the scriptures, and to his catechism, and to attend the words of his knowledge, by which he might come to know his duty and danger and interest, and not to think it enough to give them the hearing, but to apply his heart to them as well, to delight in them, and to bow his will to the authority of them. And he says here, the heart is then applied to the instruction when the instruction is applied to the heart. So Solomon is basically saying, listen, go seek wisdom, come after, go to, abide with instruction. How could we make a practical application of that? The very easiest one would be simply, you know, go to church. Go to revival services, other churches. When you have an opportunity to go someplace where you're going to get the instruction of the Bible, go to it. You know, go to the sources, go to, abide, adhere, accept, embrace the instruction that God has given to us. So apply thine heart into instruction and thine ears to the words of knowledge. You know, no wonder God says that to us, because so often we do anything but this. We have to be sometimes, you know, begged and pleaded with and prodded to go somewhere or listen. But God says here, the best philosophy, the best practice is go after instruction. Go out and get it. Go out and embrace it. Look for it. Seek it like you would for gold. And so we need to ask ourselves this morning, are we seeking instruction? Are we looking for opportunities and places and books and literature and resources that give us good instruction? And we're going after that, and we're embracing that. We are applying it to our heart and making it the light of our heart and of our life. Well, that's a biblical principle. So God is teaching us, sort of in the New Testament, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God is teaching us here, we ought to go after instruction. We ought to go looking for it. Don't wait for somebody to come teach you. Go find somebody to teach you. Go find somebody to learn something from. Seek wisdom. Seek instruction. Seek understanding. And don't just wait for it to come your way, but go after. You know, that's why so many people, you know, have you ever heard that someone said, you know, last night, man, you should have been at church. Wow, what an opportunity. You missed it. You know, sometimes that happens. I think often people who skip church and on a Sunday morning, Sunday night or Wednesday night, they often, that's the message that God had for them. But they weren't there because they weren't seeking instruction. They weren't looking for it. They weren't trying to find it. They were busy doing whatever. This past Sunday evening in our church, we had a guest speaker, Brother Kirby Campbell. And just had has a tremendous testimony of trusting the Lord in trials. He has a ministry, Treasure Trials. Did a great job. Absolutely great job. I couldn't help but think there's some folks that my wife and I, and we went made some extra effort to invite some folks out. And, you know, unfortunately, none of them showed up. Not a one of them. And I couldn't help but think, you know, I wish they had been there. They could have had such a blessing. They could have gotten so much help. I invited them. That's all I can do. I can't make them. But they missed the opportunity. They should have sought this instruction. They should have pursued it, and they chose not to. I wonder how many times those of you who are listening to this broadcast this morning where you didn't go looking for truth on a Sunday night, Wednesday night, or a revival service at your church or somebody else's church. You know, you don't have to just go to your church and go to somebody else's church. Your location, your pulpit, your pastor. God uses a lot of different people. Sometimes they're in other churches. And you go there and you listen to that preaching. You're seeking, you're pursuing truth. Well, that's what Solomon is telling his son. Apply thy heart into instruction and thine ears to the word of knowledge. Here's a principle. Are you and I going after? It's what it means, apply, to go or come after, to abide, to embrace truth. Are we doing that? Up this morning, we've looked at three simple principles, taking them as they come, verses 9, 10, and 11, and then in 12, biblical principles for practical living. God has a plan for us to live a life that's according to his word. We must then get in the word of God, dig these principles out, put them into practice if they're not already so. If they are, ask God to help us to improve and apply them to our hearts and lives. I thank you for listening today, and you have a great day.